ready to cup with GUP PGA movers and shakers for the 3M Open. GUP here with you on a late Wednesday morning. Looking forward to the week. I think as a pulse, you can kind of take people are less interested or a little bit hungover. Or I mentioned Monday, you know, that awkward time of the year where a lot of the content creators, myself included, and the team are ramping up, getting ready for football. So, you know, this week, next week, still haven't heard if they're going to do anything for the Olympics. I don't think they are as far as DraftKings goes. So probably start rolling out some preseason NFL stuff next week, you know, on kind of the off week. Kind of take a little bit of a break because it really will be my first break of the year. We've had a golf event every single week since the calendar turned. And then you know, then we head right into football. So it'll be nonstop, you know, pretty much through January, February. And it, you know, always continues that way. But it's fun. It's exciting. I think it's going to be a fun tournament. I think there's enough narratives. I think you listen to DJ, Usti. I mean, I don't expect any withdrawals. There won't be any withdrawals, you know, just from not showing up. Those guys are there, you know. We can anecdotally try to get into how much they quote unquote care, but I, you know, like I said, if they're there and teeing it up, I'm going to take it just like I would any other week and take it for what it is there and handicap it as such. Smash 20 gets you 20% off any package right now, 7-day trial included, free 7-day trial included. Come check us out. You get a full week. If you don't like it, cancel before that week's over and you never see a charge. Great time to come check it out now. In the next, one of the big projects I have is we're starting to get the tools ready for NFL. We brought them in-house this year. We're building them up from the ground up. They're going to be awesome. I will start rolling out a new tutorial for the Green Machine in the next week or two as we add the stacking feature even for the other sports. It's up there now for golf. Obviously, golf is limited on quote-unquote stacks. You can still utilize it, but I've been testing it as well as the team behind the scenes on things like MLB, NASCAR, UFC, that kind of stuff. So, obviously, we all are looking forward to using it for football. I think it'll be a great addition to our optimizer that continues to grow and improve weekly, it seems like, these days. Let's get the Listener League filled. It's slowly filling along. I think we're just over 50% this morning. Hop in there. 3 max, $500 to first. Flat payouts, limited rake. Top three get GC swag if you reach out to me and you finish top three in the league that week. Only listeners get that because I don't really post it anywhere else. So as long as you hear this and you finish top three, let me know. iTunes rate and review. We'll be doing a bunch of NFL kickoff giveaways and college football. Rate and review is always the best way and easiest way on iTunes to get into an isolated draw. I will do one of the big draws just from our rate and review. If you can't remember if you've done it or not, go ahead and hop in there and do it anyways. It doesn't hurt to do it twice. And it pops you back up on the list, although I have an ongoing list going. YouTube comment winner for the week, $50 GC store credit, Chris Hartz. GC Slack feedback winners on the intro video that you, if you're on YouTube watching this, you just saw it for the first time. May make some tweaks to it, may not. I like it as it is. You have a guy that's working on that for me, and I'll probably have him work on the coin flip and all that kind of stuff as well. Two winners, $25 GC swag credit, David Greenwood and Postal CO8. They were GC Slack Warrior Room members only on that one. So hit me up and I'll get you your credit for that. Updated thoughts on the week. Kind of talked about just at the top. I mean, DJ, for me, I'm going to treat it like he's here and he's here to win. There's always a risk there. You know, he gets disinterested or maybe he's like 20th going into Sunday or 30th. You know, I don't know. I'm just going to say he's by far the best talent and his highest ceiling here and treating it as such. Usti, I didn't hate his presser. He was pretty honest and kind of mentioned, you know, the charter from there to here made it easy for him to play in this. He kind of mentioned, sounds like trying to get ready for the getting FedEx Cup points and stuff like that. He's not playing the Olympics that allowed him to play this week. I mean, to me, it sounded like he was really coming over here. He saw a quote unquote potential weaker field spot that he could get some FedEx Cup points, and then he's going to try to position himself for that. And he also wants to be able to go play two or three tournaments in the Euro still to qualify for their quote unquote FedEx type deal. So, you know, and not being able to have his team, and especially the, I think he, his physio and stuff like that, that he does for his back and all that in over at the Olympics made it easier for him not to do the Olympics. So he plays this week. I don't know if he'll play Euro next week or take that week off, but I wouldn't say I was, you know, disinterested by his deal. I just can't, I just don't think I can pay 10-9. And I do think the perception is going to be, he's going to be low owned. And so everybody's gonna start playing him because of that. And I actually think he's going to come in, you know, in that 12 to 15%, which isn't too high, but I don't think there's gonna be a whole lot of quote unquote chalk in general. I talked about that in some of the premium content last night and today. You're gonna see a larger than normal 17 to 22% amount of guys, because not everybody's gonna feel real comfortable with a whole lot of people outside of maybe DJ, Finau, but you, now you're paying up, and sometimes people don't want to spend the money because you go a little more balanced or whatever. And so I don't think there'll be that many guys over 20%, really don't have any that much over 25%. So at Louis 10-9, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, Finau, Reed, DJ are have just as much, you know, will to be here and play well. I'll take those guys this week. I don't hate the Louis deal, but, not for me this week. I think it's a week to take some chances too. Maybe tighten up your core. Just if you're right, be right this week. And, you know, I think a lot of people in general probably lessen their bankroll, starting to get ready for football. There's still some pretty good prize pots out there. 200K up top in the 15K. A lot of 50K up top tournaments that have good payout structures. You know, so if you're in there and doing it, I don't think it'd be the worst thing to kind of – just because you're really – the talent level discretion between a lot of these guys and the 6-7K and maybe even 8K isn't that far apart when you start breaking down to the minute level, that, you know, go with what you feel, whether it's by using our stuff, your own research. You know, when you get down to that pool, maybe just tighten it up and go, all right, if I hit, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. It's never a bad thing. You can tighten up the core and then maybe you have a little bit more flyer pull. If you have the Glorious Nucleus article I put out, I break down, you know, your main pool versus flyer pools. And flyers are, you're taking, you know, that 5 to 10% of a guy compared to that core where you're trying to be, you know, 15, 20, 25 or more percent on guys. Trending the highest own right now with no specific order. Gim, Griot, Reed, Tringali, DJ, Finau, Bubba, List, Vegas, and Hammering Hank Lebiota. Kind of guys that are moving up or strong plays for me. I'm going to stick with Cam Davis. I think he is kind of not being mentioned much. Could see him flirting around that 10, 11, 12% range. 9,200. I mentioned a few times I like that he's played at least once after the win. So that kind of – I don't know what that feels like when you're coming off a win, but at least that's done and he can maybe – I don't want to say refocus. Because he still made the cut, finished 55th at the John Deere. But when I look at this tournament and you need the birdie or better, you need the par 5 scoring, I mean, outside of DJ – and maybe Wolf, if we have a good Wolf this week. I don't know who's, you know, he's definitely top three or four scoring capability in this tournament. I'll take him at a discounted ownership and still spend the 9,200. Wolf, I like a lot. He was one, I released four bets, or maybe three bets last night. Finau, Reed, and Wolf, we parlayed with the Bucks minus four. If you were a premium member, so the premium members have Finau now at almost 28-1, Reed at 39-1, and Wolf at 54-1. So that's a good little start to the card with that little parlay on the Bucks. I really like the Bucks going into last night. And I think Wolf is here to play, and he's done well in 2 years. There's no reason not to. I probably a little higher trending owner than I would have thought, and talked about some just because I thought the price would scare somebody off. I'm probably a little lighter on him than most as far as projected ownership, because I really think Garcia is being talked up a lot. You know, and clicking the button on Wolf, I don't know if he's there yet, but I don't mind playing him at all. I have him sub 15%. Maybe I'm wrong on that and he comes way higher, but I like Wolf. I like Mito because Mito's not really been talked up like I thought he would be. I thought he, not Hammer and Hank level. We all knew Lebiota was going to be one of the highest owned, or Vegas, or List. But not a whole lot of guys willing to go there. A fifth at Barbasol last week. Maybe that's going under the radar. The 34th at John Deere. I know he had the Rocket Mortgage miss where he did, you know, burn a lot of people, but I don't mind that. Limited size, he's still, you know, top three in total stats for me on the limited rounds. I'll go there. And then Schwartzel. I really like Schwartzel. He's moved up my final ranks. He's flirting with the top 10. A third here last year, 26 last week at Barbasol. You know, I think he wants to make a move and you know, climb the FedEx a little bit. So I think he's focused, and I like him a lot this week. Fading or moving down for me, Usti, I've mentioned it. I'm just not going there. Luke List, I think it kind of came down to List, between List and Hammer and Hank, I think you got to decide where you want to go there. Maybe you just go even on both and move on, but getting a whole bunch of both of those really gets you in that chalky kind of zone. And I know Hank's putter's probably trending way upwards above the baseline, but he's still not a horrible putter. Even on my long-term stuff, he's still pretty decent. And so if I'm looking at two guys that they're within $200, they're both going to be up in that 19, 20, 21% range owned. I'll take the guy that I think can putt better more times than not. I know the industry, we love to get enamored by ball striking and approach game and all that, but that's all good and well. But if you can't make a putt in a 20 under tournament, you can ball strike the hell out of it. It really doesn't matter. You got to score here. And List can do that. Don't get me wrong. I like both. List is actually a hair higher in my final rankings. It's just, who do you want to go down to there with your, you know, when you're talking about ownership. If you're doing a single entry and you play both and then you throw a 1% or a 2% in there, you know, who cares? Gim for me is an easy fade. He may go win this thing. He's another guy, you know, he's going to show up in models, going to be there, going to be high owned, you know, probably 16-18% and just struggles putting. Played here good here last year too, in 18th. So I don't mind it. You just got to find some spots to be a little different. He's one I don't mind. Reavy's kind of creeping up a little bit. He may flirt with that 10% range. And he's a guy way down in my rankings. The final rankings, I got him ranked, 106th. Stat-wise, he's, you know, 108th. He played okay at the Open, made the cut, played good at the John Deere, missed the cut at the Rocket Mortgage. He's 112th on bent putting splits for me. So I don't – that's a guy that you may fall to, and I got him moved down the list for me. Sleeper under the radar, Bo Hostler. I'm probably going to die on that hill again. I'm going right back to him after the John Deere miss, but played good last week at Barbasol with the 15th. Vincent Whaley, talked about him, DFS darling, you know, not 2 months ago, and I don't know if I've heard his name anywhere hardly. So I'll go back there. I don't have to have a lot of them. I mean, he's going to be 2%-ish, 6,800. But I think he's a little under the radar. Tom Lewis, hard to mention just a little bit. But coming in with a 25th, a 55th, and a 40th, he moved up a little bit on my final rankings, a 32nd here last year. He's top half in bent putting. He's 29th in my stats, 7K even. I don't mind some Tom Lewis this week as a little under the radar. Got him projected around that same 2-ish percent. And then Kevin Tway, you know, Okie State boy. You know, maybe a week to go that route between Tway, Wolf, Ekrot. Ekrot, you know, would be a way flyer. But his last three finishes, a 14th, a 23rd, and a 26th, all at birdie or better fest, Rocket, John Deere, and then Barbasol. You know, maybe he's fine something. You know, 6,600. I don't mind playing some Tway this week. You know, as a kind of a low owned type guy. Leverage plays, I have two this week. I'm going Fowler, and then Woodland are the two that I think, when you're talking about name recognition, ceiling, long term, I like Fowler a little more just because I've seen a little bit more out of him. Woodland's missed his cut at the Rocket Mortgage in the Open. But at their prices, 8K, 8,900, neither one's going to see more than 6-7% ownership. I probably lean Fowler if I'm going for a true leverage play, but if you want to sprinkle some Woodland in there, I don't hate that. Definitely like Fowler more this week though. One and done. I mean, obviously if you got the big boys, I go there this week. For some reason, if you have DJ or, you know, maybe Usti is a good play. If it doesn't look like many people are going to play him, especially a one and done. I kind of like Wolf, Kazire, Hostler, Davis, and Mito. I think Mito would be a good like one-off type deal. Wolf, because he missed so much there in the middle of the season, a lot of people may still have him hanging out there. That could wind up being a little bit more popular. Just kind of see where you're at in whichever contest you're playing in. I think those guys are all viable. If you have Reed or Finau, I'd probably plug them here and move on. Obviously, you could still be saving some of those guys for a FedEx run too, so I could get that in this kind of field. Maybe a Fowler. You know, I just mentioned him. You know, probably have him, and I don't imagine where you'd play him as a one and done too much yet, but you know, he could be a good play this week. I'm excited for it. I do understand that it's kind of a down week across everywhere, but we got a lot going on. I'm looking forward to the future, looking forward to football season. I will update everybody on where I'm at. If DFS puts, I mean, if DraftKings does have Olympic stuff, I will cover it in some way, shape, or form. Maybe not as in depth, as we'll have limited information on some of these guys, and it's a would be like a WGC feel. But I'll update the premium members on that as far as content related, as well. Appreciate it. Hope you guys have a blessed week and good luck. Thank you.